This is Upstate's HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen here along with you. While the holidays can be very difficult for people who have experienced the death of a loved one, the memories of good times and togetherness at the holiday season can painfully remind us of our loss. So how can we cope with grief during these otherwise joyful times? Pat Moriarty is a grief counselor with Hospice of Central New York, and she's here with some answers. Welcome, Pat. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
So watching others who are feeling thankful or are celebrating when we feel potentially overwhelmed or lonely or sad can make it even more painful, I would think. Is this true?
Absolutely. I think when we feel so out of step with what's going on all around us, it can make our grief even more intense. That natural response to loss can really feel like it's overtaking us sometimes at holiday time.
Is this particularly true, would you say, during the first year of a loss, or do you think that it carries on?
You know, I do think that it's very difficult the first year, because you're kind of going on automatic pilot almost when you're trying to just get through the holiday, sometimes just doing what other people are suggesting that you do. What we found is that sometimes the second year can be the first time that you're actually going through the holiday on a more conscious level, where you're actually making your own choices. So, yes, I think holiday and grief together are just a really difficult combination.
And things I've read before, people have often said that the holidays in general, although are meant to be joyful, even apart from a loss, many people's expectations of the holidays yes. don't live up to their fantasy or their childhood imaginings. And so sadness often is a part of the holiday season, more than we'd like to admit in many cases.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
But specifically when it comes to the loss of a loved one, what would you say an important step or first step is in coping with that kind of grief?
I think, first of all, to acknowledge that you are in grief, to recognize that your life is now different, and although it is different, it doesn't mean it needs to be sad all the time. And so I think a first step is to actually sit yourself down and prepare yourself for the holiday. People can sometimes become immobilized out of a dread or a sense of overwhelm about the holiday coming at them. And if you can really take control of the holiday and realize that you have options about how it is you're going to deal.
Either by making specific plans or even obtaining support, because it would seem that that's an important piece of it.
Yes, to surround yourself by people who can be supportive is really important. And if you don't have that in your circle of family or friends, to really reach out. Hospice of Central New York has a hospice grief center that can be available and provide that kind of support to people.
That's good to know, and we'll have a link on our website for that.
Wonderful.
But tell me some other things. For example, when you talk about preparing, is part of it setting realistic expectations for yourself,
yes.
recognizing your grief, and then perhaps looking at the tasks and events that you would normally engage in and maybe deciding as to whether you want to continue them, whether you don't, who you might engage in helping, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The holidays, as you say, are just so rich in traditions and culture and family rituals that we take part in. Families need to decide whether they're going to keep some of those traditions. Perhaps always having a big meal at Thanksgiving is something you want to keep. Or are they going to change those traditions in some way? Perhaps share the preparing of the meal or change things altogether. Perhaps instead of making the meal, you make reservations and go out to dinner on that day because it's simply too much. Your gas tank is only half full every day when you wake up, I think, when you are in grief. And to really be realistic about that lack of energy and the very real need to take care of yourself.
And it seems to me when you were talking about the whole notion of being around people who care about you, engaging them in those plans and
essential.
Kind of wrestling through what makes most sense. And because memories can also be a source of comfort as well as pain.
Absolutely.
So it seems to me that those kinds of conversations really need to take place.
Yes. Once you have a plan set in your mind for how you wish the day would go, it is just so important to let family and friends know. People will very often want to be helpful, but find themselves walking on eggshells, trying to figure out what everyone would like. When if we could just be clear and let people know what it is we would like and what could make the day more manageable for us, then everyone can be happier.
Do you think people in desperation might consider canceling? You know, we're not going to have Thanksgiving dinner this year.
Yes.
Dad's gone.
Yes.
I mean, do you ever recommend that, or what do you recommend?
What we recommend is that people really look into their own heart and soul and really figure out what makes sense for them. Within a family, this can mean a lot of negotiating because what I need may not be what you need. And so we might need to come up with a plan that allows everybody to get a little bit of what they want. As an example, I worked with a man who had two young children, and he was widowed. And as many families do at holiday time, they did their own tradition with their own children in the morning and then went to see both sets of grandparents. This was just way more than David could do. He simply could not pull that off. And so he made the decision that he would do his own holiday with the children in the morning. He would bring them to his family's gathering for the big meal so that the children could be with their cousins, could be with family, the grandparents could see them, but he would not stay. He really left them in the care of his family. And then he picked them up and went to the other grandparents' home for the traditional dessert that they had together.
So he accommodated to what his needs were. Well, that goes back to the point I want to get to it in terms of how you deal with your feelings. But first, I just want to say, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, here along with Pat Moriarty. And we're talking about how to cope with your grief over the loss of a loved one during the holidays. So let's get back to feelings. Given that example that you just gave, this gentleman obviously knew what he could handle and what he could not.
Yes.
And I guess the question is, how do you counsel people to deal with your feelings? Obviously, you can't feel joy if you don't feel feelings. So
that's right.
You need to almost be open to all of them.
Yes, yes. In grief, the emotional impact of grief really runs the gamut from feeling numb, feeling sometimes quite sad, overwhelmed, lonely, anxious, vulnerable. Also, sometimes there's a sense of pride. I know I did a good job caring for my dad, caring for my mom. And sometimes there can be a sense of relief if someone has had a long illness with perhaps
protracted.
Some great pain. You would really want, wish for them that it be over, perhaps. And that can be hard to reconcile within yourself. So I think having people, as you say, supportive people that you can speak that aloud with, that you can own up to those feelings yourself. And if you are someone who really never dealt well with anger or never dealt well with guilt and find it really overtaking you, to really reach out and ask for help. There are many different resources in our community that can be helpful to you.
I think what you're really saying also is you need to allow yourself to grieve and to also know that if you experience joy and laughter during these times, it doesn't mean that you've forgotten your loved one or that in some ways you're betraying their memory.
No, not at all.
That the full range of emotions should be welcomed or could be welcomed. And also one of the things that strikes me, and I know this from my own life, that people experience emotions differently.
Yes.
And every family member would have a unique way of experiencing it, and that there really is no really right or wrong way during that time.
That's absolutely right. Grief is very much an individual sort of thing that impacts us not only on an emotional level, but our physical self as well, our social self, and even our thoughts. People become forgetful and indecisive. There's intrusive thoughts and really a befuddlement that is often a part of grief. And people need to both lean into remembering their loved one well and also living well, kind of giving themselves time to be with the loss and feel the full range of feelings and to be able to replenish and restore and help themselves move into the next part of their lives.
Yeah, life goes on after
all. It does.
So how specifically do you often recommend to people you talk with for them to take good care of themselves? I mean, do you have some notion of specific recommendations, whether mm-hmm. it be physical exercise, mm-hmm. writing in a journal? Help us
yes.
with that.
All of that. I think anything that allows you to get outside what is inside, so whether that is exercise or gardening or music or art or dance or talking or prayer or yoga, it really is as different as we all are. But to have ways that you can really explore everything that's inside of you about what it meant to have this person in your life and what it means now not to have them here in a physical way. Certainly, death ends a physical life, but not your relationship with the person. And so you can continue to kind of stand on their shoulders in many ways.
Keep them in your heart.
Yes.
Keep them in your memory. They live within you in a sense.
Hold you up. Absolutely.
So do you have any suggestions since the holidays are so rich in tradition, mm-hmm. for ways for people to perhaps either experience older traditions in a new way or start some new traditions?
Yes, absolutely. Certainly, some people find that simply waking up in the morning and remembering their loved one and saying, good morning, sweetie, I know you can't be with me today, but I want to tell you how grateful I am that we had this many years together. Some people find visiting a cemetery is helpful. For other people, there's absolutely no comfort in that. Some will have a special corner of a room with a candle and a photograph of their loved one. They may leave a photograph album open to kind of generate and prime the pump for conversation. They may well use the name of their loved one. Create a memorial centerpiece that allows people to both be present to the holiday and bring their loved one into it.
So it's really kind of a creative opportunity to, in some way, incorporate your loved one, continue to incorporate your loved one into the holidays.
Yes.
And do you think it gets easier? We have just a little bit of time. As time goes on.
I do think it gets easier, and I do believe that we are a resilient people. People have been able to survive and thrive in the face of grief, and you can too. There is such a thing as post-traumatic growth that allows us to become better versions of ourselves, to become more sensitive and compassionate.
That is just lovely. I want to thank you so much. My guest has been Pat Moriarty. She is a grief counselor with Hospice of Central New York. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing your wisdom with us.
Oh, thank you for sharing this with the community.
I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.